Hello, and welcome to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm your news editor, Jeff Kelly, and today I'll be speaking with Steve Putman about the role of a dashboard editor. Dashboards, with their interactive gauges and dials, can be an effective way to display the critical information needed to monitor and manage business operations. But when dashboards become overly cluttered with confusing gadgets and tools, a not uncommon occurrence, their effectiveness is diminished and user adoption lags. To streamline dashboards and make them as effective as possible, organizations should consider tapping a dashboard editor, according to Baseline Consulting's Steve Putman. Putman recently sat down with searchdatamanagement.com to explain his concept of a dashboard editor and why it has a critical role in developing dashboards in any industry. But before we get started, here's a little more information on Steve's background. He is a senior consultant at Baseline Consulting, a business analytics and data integration consulting firm. Steve has over 20 years' experience supporting client-server and internet-based operations from small offices to major corporations. He has extensive experience in a variety of front-end development tools. Steve is a recognized thought leader in data quality, data governance, and master data management theory and practice, along with enterprise data warehouse architecture and semantic web technology. So for those listening who might be new to business intelligence, can you explain just what a dashboard is and how they fit into the overall landscape of business intelligence tools?
Yes, the dashboard is basically a graphical representation of summarized business data, which is kind of a mouthful. But basically what we're trying to do is replace the old green bar type reports of days gone by with a very quick analysis tool for people to use to see what the state of the business is at a given time. A lot of people that use them are line managers and executives that need to have information quickly, and they don't spend their entire day in front of a computer. But it also can be used as a gateway to more detailed analysis for power users, information workers, et cetera.
Which leads me to my next question is, are they geared toward those power users or kind of everyday average business users, or perhaps both, as you suggest?
Yeah, so it can be geared to both types. And actually, everybody in the organization. The balanced scorecard movement actually is one sort of dashboard that has a specific structure to it that starts from a top-level mission statement, for example, and can go all the way down through to the lowest-level worker to give them an idea of how what they do affects the entire organization. That's one sort of dashboard. Generally, they're used to be focused on a particular business process area, such as a call center application.
So you say that busy dashboards are kind of one reason why dashboard projects fail to gain traction with users. Can you explain what you mean by busy, and why is that such a hindrance to dashboard adoption?
So there have been studies done by cognitive researchers that have shown that the human mind tends to fall off a cliff from a comprehension point of view after about 7 pieces of data at any one time. So what generally happens in dashboard projects is the requirements are generally given in a vague enough way that the business analyst will take them and explode them out into a lot of different areas that may or may not be related to the base requirements. And also, the technical people gather up all the types of data that might be used for this analysis. So what ends up happening is you get a lot of metrics that are may or may not be in the proper context, either against each other or against the overall goal of the dashboard. So what ends up happening is the screen becomes too busy, too many pieces of information at one time, which kind of defeats the purpose of a quick temperature gauge, if for lack of a better term. And also, it has performance implications in both a data warehousing environment or an operational environment, based upon what the data structures are that you're pulling information from. So if you're pulling too much information, you have a tendency of taking too long for the dashboard to load. And what happens there is that the ultimate people who are using the dashboard get frustrated because the application takes too long to load. So they go and find their information somewhere else. So it kind of defeats the purpose of creating the dashboard in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So to make kind of dashboards easier to use, quicker to load, you suggest organizations bring in what you call a dashboard editor. So what role exactly would this dashboard editor play?
So the metaphor that I use is a film editor in a movie. The film editor is one of the main production staff. They're usually credited along with the writers, the executive producers, the director of a movie. They're very vital to the movie being successful. And what a film editor does is he works with the director to focus the vision of the story that the movie is telling. They take a lot of raw material that's been shot by the director and the film crew, and they cut and paste and assemble a coherent story that has flow and is concise. So I'm suggesting that a similar role be identified within a dashboard project to make the story that you're trying to tell with a dashboard more focused, more coherent, and then by extension, it becomes a better performing solution because you're not loading everything that you're trying that you might try to do with your data stores.
That's really interesting. So how specifically, though, would a dashboard editor address the issue of busy dashboards? I mean, how would he weed through all the possible data combinations that could be put on a dashboard and make those kind of decisions?
So what an editor would do is they would look at the entirety of the dashboard and determine how one set of metrics relates to another, and be able to say, well, that really doesn't fit with the overall story of what we're trying to do with the dashboard. See, when you get requirements for a dashboard, you get the overall story of what you're trying to do, but you don't necessarily get all of the scenes, shall we say, to follow the metaphor. You don't necessarily know how all the scenes fit together. So the editor would take the grander vision and determine how each of the metrics that you show fit with the vision. So, for example, if you're managing a call center, you care about things about, like, the number of times, wait times for your calls, the number of levels of your organization that it takes to answer a question, things like that. You don't necessarily care about things that aren't specific to that business process, which can creep into the solution should the editor not be there.
And in addition to kind of handling the or streamlining a busy dashboard, what other kind of problems or issues do you envision a dashboard editor potentially resolving?
So I touched on one of them. The other one is performance, because if you're not, you're only loading the data that you absolutely need to answer a specifically focused group of metrics, it stands to reason that it would load faster. So therefore, the end users, the ones that don't necessarily care about drilling in to do more detailed analysis on the various metrics, all they want to see is what's going on, their solution loads much faster, and therefore they're much more likely to use it because it's not, you know, the tool doesn't get in the way of what they're trying to do, which is manage their process. Another thing that an editor can help out with is data security, making sure that the end users, just basically another check on the end users are seeing the data that they're supposed to see and they're not seeing the data that they're not supposed to see, which can be problematic, in, especially in its aggregated environment.
So who in the organization should be the dashboard editor? Would it be a member of the current BI team, someone brought in from an outside group? And would you envision this as kind of a full-time role for someone, or would it be just one of many duties of a BI team member?
So I see this person as not necessarily part of the BI project team, but someone who's involved in BI projects from a larger level. I see them as a member of the organization, not a contractor, not a consultant. This is somebody who has to have enough political weight within the organization to be able to make the calls on editing the content. They have to understand the bigger picture of what the solution is trying to do, but I think the most important thing is they shouldn't have a vested interest in the delivery of the solution itself. And what I mean by that is a business analysts or a technical persons, programmers or report developers, performance is predicated upon the success or failure of that solution. The editor should not have their performance in their job solely be based upon how well the dashboard performs.
And explain a little bit more why that is so important.
Well, that's important because there's human nature is that you want to be able to produce at least as much, preferably more, than what is requested of you when you're doing a project. That's something that I've seen over and over again. When you're not sure as a project team what they need, you will tend to throw in more stuff because they might need that later. That particular phrase I hear over and over and over again. The editor will say, you know what, I don't care necessarily why, if you can produce all of this other data. I care that we're answering this question.
You also, in your answer, mentioned that this person has to have kind of have the political clout to get things done, which kind of leads me to my last question about actually selling the idea of a dashboard editor within the organization, especially to management, who must ultimately pay this person's salary. How do you go about kind of convincing management that this is a good investment to make in a dashboard editor?
So one of the things that I didn't mention about another thing that makes a good dashboard editor is a knowledge of visual design. Concepts. I alluded earlier to these cognitive studies about the number of things on a screen and the comprehension of them starts falling off as you put more things onto a screen. That's one of the things that has to do, that goes into visual design concepts. Technical resources and business analysts are not necessarily visual designers. So a successful editor will understand those concepts that maybe better than the technical project team. So that's one way to sell it, is you are providing a resource that has a little bit slightly different training to get you a better solution. Talking about political pull, there's a better chance if someone has political pull in an organization, they're fairly high up in the organization, they will have a better chance that the solution will be aligned to the people that ultimately use it, if they're basically one of them. And then also, it provides a check from a non-project person, not somebody who's not necessarily assigned to the project team. It provides a way to have that be a check so that the solution is more viable.
Well, thank you so much today for your time.
Yep, thank you very much.